When you see someone cleaning toilets in an office building, you might assume they're employed by that company. But they may not be. There's a good chance the janitors are franchisees. That's at least what they're called.
And let's explain why this matters. Here's a Chicago janitor. We're going to call her Gloria Perez. We agreed not to use her real name because she's worried about repercussions from the company that made her a franchisee. That company's called CleanNet.
So how'd she get into this?
Well, it was 4 years ago.
Mi esposo perdió el trabajo. Yo no estaba trabajando por varios años.
Perez and her husband were both unemployed. They still had three kids at home and a mortgage. They were burning through their savings. Then Perez says she saw a newspaper ad from CleanNet.
¿Que podía ser tu propio dueño?
What did the ad say?
Well, it said she could be her own boss. So Perez went in for an appointment, and the folks at CleanNet gave her a stack of legal disclosures, 158 pages, all in English.
Does she even speak English?
Not much, but she understood the numbers on a chart the company gave her.
Decía que yo podía ganar $6,000 al mes.
It said a franchisee could make $6,000 a month.
Okay, not bad, but she's a franchisee, right?
Yeah.
So she has to pay an upfront fee.
Yeah.
How much in this case?
$19,000, and Perez managed to come up with it. So I met Perez late one night at this car dealership. She was getting started on the floors. She brought her own vacuum cleaner. It was the kind that straps on your back. She says she cleans here and at other places 6 nights a week.
Now, let's understand something here. Franchising in the cleaning industry, it's not like franchising in, let's say, fast food.
Right. The customers, the companies that need the cleaning, they come through CleanNet, the big company. And the customers don't pay Perez. They pay CleanNet. And she gets just a portion of the money in her monthly check, a portion because CleanNet makes all sorts of deductions.
La aseguranza,
insurance, a royalty, a management fee.
Cada mes me quitan el 20% de lo que yo gano.
The deductions cut her share by about 20%. And listen to this. If a customer falls behind on its payments, CleanNet could take that money from her check, too.
Okay, let me get this straight. The company can do all of this because it's treating janitors like franchisees instead of employees.
Yep.
It's a scam.
That's attorney Christopher Williams. He's representing janitors like Perez in a class action lawsuit against CleanNet.
CleanNet is trying to say we have no unemployment obligation to them. We have no workers' comp obligation to them. We don't pay payroll taxes. We're not their employer. These are people who need public assistance because they're making so little money. They can't afford health care. They don't either get injured on the job. They have no workers' comp insurance.
And there's something else. Some of these janitors can't afford the franchise fee, the upfront payment. For them, the company might provide a loan.
Oh, okay. And the payments for that loan, that means more paycheck deductions.
That's right. Here's Williams.
Instead of actually getting work or getting compensation from CleanNet, all they're left with after that agreement is debt.
CleanNet isn't the only company operating this way. At least 8 cleaning firms in Illinois are registered to offer franchises.
There's an economist at Boston University, David Weil. He has a new book out that looks at outsourcing and franchising. He says these are ways for big companies to shed employment responsibilities.
Weil calls janitorial franchising pernicious.
If you start doing the math, you realize that people are being paid way below the minimum wage or being denied overtime payment and are really being subjected to inappropriate expenses by another company for essentially being an employee of that company.
Weil says it's not just franchisees getting shortchanged. They might have employees. So for Perez, that means her husband, her son, and a neighborhood friend.
Wait, Perez has employees?
Yeah. They work for her part-time. She can employ people because she's a franchisee.
No puedo pagar el mínimo.
Perez says she can't afford to pay them minimum wage.
So this lawsuit you were talking about, the one against CleanNet?
Yeah, it was filed in federal court last month.
Okay, and it claims that the company's Illinois janitors are not franchisees but employees, and that CleanNet has violated wage and hour laws.
That's right. Now, CleanNet officials did not respond to our request for comment.
But when some janitors in another state sued CleanNet, I know that the company denied any liability or wrongdoing. It did settle with those janitors last fall and agreed to pay them millions of dollars.
Right. And that worries Dean Heil. He heads government relations for the International Franchise Association. Heil says these sorts of suits could drive franchised cleaning companies out of business.
With less competition, you'll probably see increased prices.
And Heil says those suits could threaten franchising in other industries.
We're just coming out of a recession, and banks are very skittish. And if they start looking at a franchise system and open up the paper and say, look, some of these franchisees are employees, and there's litigation to follow, there's numerous negative economic impacts.
Heil points to Massachusetts.
Shannon Liss-Riordan is an attorney there. She's filed suits on behalf of janitors and won many of those cases. The court rulings have upended the cleaning companies that were franchising.
Several have closed down or stopped operating the way they were operating.
Now, Liss-Riordan says, the companies are either treating their janitors like employees
or not charging workers upfront for a job. This litigation in Massachusetts, my hope is that some of the rulings that we've gotten there will spread.
And that would help Perez, the Chicago janitor we're calling Gloria Perez. She's hoping the class action suit here against CleanNet, she's hoping it recovers the $19,000 she paid for her franchise.
So why doesn't she just quit?
Well, if she did, she said the company would keep all that money.
Si yo me salgo, yo pierdo todo.
She says she'd lose it all. I'm Chip Mitchell.
And I'm Shannon Heffernan, WBEZ.